She gave it one last try, hoping her voice didn't sound as desperate as she felt. As you can see from the address on my driver's license, I live just around the corner. Unfortunately, there's been a terrible incident this evening, and my son can't sleep in our home. We just need a place to crash for a few hours. I don't have another credit card, but tomorrow I swear to you I'll bring a check.
Ma'am, we need a credit card to release a room.
Please, she murmured.
I have so much power. You have no idea.
I'm sorry, ma'am. He's only 4 years old.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Surely you have some family that could help you?
She turned away. She didn't want this stranger to see her cry. Walking across the lobby, she saw an ATM. Fatalistically, she got out her bank card, inserted it, entered her PIN. A message flashed across the screen. Please contact your nearest bank branch, thank you. The machine spat her bank card back out, and that was it. No cash, no plastic. She'd been trying to stay one step ahead, but still her father-in-law had outmaneuvered her. How far could she get on $150 in cash? Catherine took a deep breath. For one instant, she heard the weak little voice in the back of her mind, "Just hand over Nathan." If she played her cards right, she bet she could get James to write her a check. No, scratch that, she'd get cash. Or better yet, a wire transfer. How much was a son worth? $100,000? $200,000? $1 million? She wasn't a good mother. The authorities weren't as wrong as she would have liked. She didn't know how to love the way other people loved. She didn't know how to feel the way other people felt. She had gone into a hole, a happy little girl. She'd emerged a hollowed-out shell of a human being. She was not normal. She merely did her best to imitate the normalcy she sensed in others. So she'd gotten a husband, she'd had a child, and now here she was, 36 years old, and still terrified of the dark. Catherine pulled out her cell phone. She dialed a number. It rang for the longest time, then a male voice came on the line.
"Please," she whispered. "We have no place else to go."
"Do you think Catherine Gagnon was abused by her husband?" Elizabeth asked.
"Yeah,"